This goes out to the AVS fam, to the crew getting ready at the Pepsi can. DJ Triple T banging thunder with the high jams. My dog Bernie Yan smiles in the West stands.
The ColoradoHockey.com podcast is brought to you by
FSFAM.com,
AVSFAM.com.
While researching the goaltending situation and interviewing AJ Haefeli of the BSN Avalanche podcast, an interesting topic came up. It's one of those things that I've been bitching and moaning about since the Avs started doing it, and up until this very conversation, I'd never heard a good and valid reason for doing it. So here's the setup. The Avs go on the power play, and assuming that our top guys are rested enough to be on the ice, we have McKinnon with some combination of our top six forwards, along with one or two defensemen. At some point, the puck is shot out of the offensive zone and we have to go retrieve the puck. The defenseman waits back in our own end for the wingers and usually the center to circle back up and start the play out of our own zone. But in this breakout play, McKinnon sits back a little and starts to build speed as the play before him develops on the ice. Somewhere between the two blue lines, the defenseman, often without even looking back, drops the puck to his own blue line where waiting McKinnon, now blazing down the ice, picks it up and tries to enter the zone with control of the puck. It's known as the drop pass play, and it's hated by some for the predictability and the lack of success, or seemingly so. So why the hell did we do it? I honestly didn't know, and in a conversation that started with questions about goalies and analytics for choosing goalies in the draft, AJ drops the missing link on the power play drop pass while answering another question that's hot topic amongst Avs fans. Whatever happened to the new stats guy, and how is he impacting the Avs? But before we get too far, this and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by AvsFam. That's AvsFam.com. Awesome hockey shirts for awesome hockey people. Go check them out. You're going to love them. Thanks for being awesome. And now we drop right into the conversation with AJ Haefeli. Yeah, I mean, all the signs point to better things. And this is where I start to wonder about stats, though. Is like, I feel like the Avs brought on some people to look at numbers and then we heard absolutely nothing. And I wonder how they're intending to use them. But it got me to thinking, too, that are analytics really a way to kind of verify what you think is a person who's looking at intangibles, or is everything that isn't a stat an intangible and that's what you do after you look at stats?
They work together. You know, anybody that has a brain will tell you that they work together. You know, you want to know the something on ice that we've seen that is a change because of their analytics. Look at how they run their power play and the drop pass that they use on the power play. That's a direct result of analytics.
Is it really?
Yeah, because the number one thing that you need to do that leads to goals scored, and this is not just at power plays, is at all strengths, is controlled zone entries. When you enter the offensive zone with control of the puck, you're not dumping and chasing, you're not passing it around, you have the puck. Your team has the puck. Your percentage of scoring goes up significantly. We're talking like 30-40% higher chance of scoring than you do for a random dump in. And so when you look at the power play, you say, okay, we need to come up with a way to give us as many controlled zone entries as possible, because those lead to us setting up the power play, which leads to us scoring more power play goals, which leads to us converting on more of our chances.
And this replaces the dump and chase, right?
Right. And that's the whole, and the numbers bear this out. And so that's why you're seeing, it's not just the Avs. There's a lot of teams that are doing it where they're running variations of that drop pass. And then you have to, because teams adjust to it. You know, we saw who do they just beat 3-4 nights ago? Florida was here. And we saw Florida trying to run a similar type drop pass, and the Avs PKers, they had Landeskog staying behind he was forechecking, and as they would move the puck through the neutral zone on the power play, Landeskog was hanging behind that guy so that he could try and prevent the drop pass immediately. And he did it multiple times. He disrupted it a couple of different times. And so teams have to make these little micro adjustments where, okay, if they're going to try that drop pass, now they've got to do this. They've got to put bodies here. They've got to put bodies there. And it just becomes this ongoing chess match that never really ends. You're always making the adjustments, but that's why that exists on the power play, is because that's a direct result of analytics telling them this improves your chance of scoring by, 40-fold. You know, You have X number of percentages on scoring on dump ins on the power play, in which you're trying to win 50-50 puck battles and then set up from there, versus controlled zone entries where all your guys walk into the zone. You make two or three quick little passes. You get the defense adjusts. You play around what they're doing. And the next thing you know, you've set up shop and you're ready to go to work. That's a direct result of analytics is their power play. And that's what, when they hired Eric, that was his specialty, was his expertise was all about power plays and special teams in particular, in how to maximize the efficiency and how best to, you know, where the numbers were coming from. He had developed his own metrics. He had done extensive, far more extensive work than anyone else on special teams work. And when he got to Denver, he just took all the work he'd done and immediately began implementing it. And they brought in a coaching staff that's willing to listen to those conversations. It's not an old school coaching staff that's like, you know, you're a fucking nerd. These numbers are irrelevant. Games aren't played on a computer, blah, blah, blah. You know, all the old adages that you hear all the time about how analytics are irrelevant or dumb or whatever.
Don't tell me how to play the game. Right. I've been doing it for years, kind of thing.
Exactly. The coaching staff is willing to listen. They work with the video department in implementing it, and they talk to specific players about how to go about putting these processes and procedures kind of into place. And how to do work, man. Like that's what they work on. That's what the video department does. That's what the analytics department does. They find all this data, they pull it all up, they generate all of it, and they show how what they're doing is working with certain personnel and without certain personnel, and who's succeeding in what situations and who's not. And then the coaches, they get the video coach to cut video of those situations, and then they watch the video with either as a team or as a unit or as, you know, and if the case needs to be, then with specific players on certain types of situations and how to improve in those areas.
So there you have it, a good and valid reason to use the drop pass play. But here's the thing, I still think the Avs need to find a little variety in that play, or just default to dumping the puck in the zone and chasing it down every once in a blue moon. If we attack the zone the same way every time, we'll have another team doing the same thing to us that Landy did to the Panthers. I personally find the advanced analytics to be fascinating. I think that a lot of other fans do too. So kudos to AJ for drawing a bold line between analytics and how they're transferred to actual games for all of us. You can follow AJ at AJ Hafley on Twitter and also at BSN Avalanche. Another thing that fascinates me right now is what BSN Avalanche is doing in the world of sports reporting. They've kind of turned the script on its head, and they're going to a subscription model that removes the one thing that could keep me from actually reading their articles, these fucking ads. I hate those ads. I love what they're doing, and if you love what they're doing, you should probably go there and subscribe to the BSN Avalanche reporting and support what they're trying to do right now. They're all about the fan. They always have been, and this isn't a paid ad. This is just how I feel about it. Links and follows to all the aforementioned in the show notes. Stay awesome.